Hello, everybody. Welcome to One Down, Five Up. This is Happy.
This is Joe.
This is Kyle.
We have a special guest today. The one, the only, Carson Baker. I mean, I'm just really confused because we're not, if anyone of our listeners is actually watching.
Anyone actually listens?
No, people listen. Okay. They don't watch.
I understand.
Okay. Not many watch. A lot of people listen. Yeah.
The YouTube, they'll notice that we're not at our normal location.
Correct.
Where are we at, Kyle?
We are at the new Bulldog Harley-Davidson. I don't know if I should say this. Maybe Carson should just say it.
Well, I mean, you got to tell where it is. This is not my show. I'm a guest.
Well, you're the...
Well, that's part of the reason we're here.
Fund all this stuff. You kind of like...
I just fund it, yeah.
We are at Bulldog Harley-Davidson up in Smithfield, North Carolina. I mean, where, Carson?
It's our newest addition, right?
Our newest addition.
We're going to tackle a whole new beast. Yeah, it's a new beast. It's definitely... It's different.
I feel really out of my place.
I know you were going to feel out of place.
I'm like, I mean, I did dress up in all black and orange.
What,
yeah. But hold on, what is, Joe, what is he missing? Because one thing he's not, no matter what store we're at, he's still off-brand.
How am I off? I got black and orange on, and I got a Battleship shirt on.
I got you a hat. Yeah. Whatever, is that San Francisco?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? And it's dirty.
It's black and orange.
Need a new hat anyway.
You want me to put that hat on my head?
I think it fits.
It's a trucker, too.
Is my head going to burn?
No, it's gonna mold.
It's actually going to, like, air out.
Loose hair.
No more than you already have.
Hat change and progress.
It's not going to hurt that bad. Just ease it on.
Good thing for the people that don't really watch. That's
he's in pain. Oh. Struggling.
Ooh.
I think, like, angels are in the sky. Like, where are the sound effects when we need them?
I don't know. Kyle's horrible with the board still. Still. Yeah. It's only been like 23.
This
feels really weird.
I was just enjoying sucking it in.
Yeah. This room has like, they have like a lot of echo in this.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's echo's really bad big. With like when we're closed and really the music's big. Off, it's got an echo to it.
Oh, this is
We're
nice.
Going to ease through this thing. That's going to be all right.
Well, thank you very much for the gift. I don't know what to say because
it looks fitting. Did you actually have that plaid shirt at home?
Yeah, this is the one that pissed off the Harley-Davidson store down in...
Oh, yeah, in Wilmington.
Yeah. We talked about him wearing that in one of our previous episodes, and I said it was your...
It was my hobo shirt. It was the hobo shirt.
Yeah, the hobo shirt. That's right.
And it's a brand new one. It's nice. It looks good.
Thank you. And black and orange, yeah.
I love how he dressed up. Like, he gets that into it that he's going to be... I don't think about what I wear each day.
I want to support you. I want to support this. I'm happy. Like, this is...
You're happy.
You
That's why
happy.
You have that name.
Yep.
I mean, beyond that, I'm happy that you...
When I see Razor when I get home, that's what I think about. His tail's wagging back and forth. I just think about Happy. I'm like, that looks like Happy at work all day.
I mean, that's about true.
It is. It's good.
So, back to the topic. Smithfield Harley-Davidson now is... Bulldog Harley-Davidson. So, Shelton's no more. I had it actually...
No more. Let's say retired. It sounds better. Like, he's... He was, like 64 years old. He was a good guy. And I think they had a great reputation from what I know.
Not from the customers I had on Saturday.
From everybody that I know. They've said, you hear your own thing. They're great people. They're ready to be done, though. They've done it for 34 years.
That's a long time.
That's a full career. Oh, yeah. So we bought Goldsboro in Smithfield. We just shut Goldsboro down.
Okay.
And moved all the stuff to Smithfield. So all the people.
Stuff?
Yeah, stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
Stuff.
There's a lot of stuff.
So much stuff.
Lots of clothes.
I didn't know you went to the apparel business.
We are in the apparel business. We have two stores worth of apparel. So.
I actually went over there and I was like, I'll just take a couple pictures. And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, I'm still taking pictures of shirts.
Different shirts. Yeah. You haven't taken a picture of the same thing yet.
Yeah.
There's just so, like, wow.
We can't pack it all in there.
Souvenirs?
Yeah, we have glass. There's,
I heard Rod said that you've easily lost out on 40, 50 shirt sales just because you don't have the Bulldog Harley-Davidson.
Oh, that's, so you can't even talk to people. You can't talk to the people that make the Harley shirts until you're an official dealer, even if you're approved. So, we'll have basic shirts by our grand opening on the 30th.
Okay,
I understand.
That's good.
But, like, the real cool custom designs fall.
Joe and I are coming back up for the grand opening.
April 30th. It's going to be wild.
April 30th. I heard there's going to be a dyno shootout.
There's a dyno shootout. The Harley demo truck's going to be here. The Saliva's playing at 4.
You got Saliva?
Saliva's coming. Absolutely.
I don't know who Saliva is.
Are of you course you wouldn't, but everybody knows who Saliva is.
You got Saliva?
That was like, that. I remember weight training in high school, and that was what you were listening to, right?
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Happy is so excited.
He's pumped.
I was pumped for the Flaming Pig. Yeah, he's pumped for Vic saliva.
Wilkins coming out of Red Springs for barbecue.
I have two damn bikes on my freaking Sherwood floor that are Indian right now. Okay.
I mean, we're going to work on that.
And you got saliva.
We got saliva. What else do we have? We got other stuff.
What else do you have?
There's a sound competition. Camtech's going to be here. They're going to have some awesome, badass bikes. God, who else is going to be here? What else? We have something else going on.
Are we going to put Dino on my bike?
Yeah, we can throw your truck on. You'll throw your bike on the Dino truck.
I mean, I think I'm going. I should hold it. I should be competitive.
You're
going
to be competitive, absolutely. Unless somebody busts out like a supercharged bike or something.
Dude, you're going to hand off the bike to somebody else, so you're probably going to get good numbers.
Yeah, that means you're not going to be up there doing it.
Yeah, you got to think.
That's fine.
Ernest is going to get all he can out of it.
Yeah, it's a professional.
That's fine.
Ernest actually used to work for my granddad, the guy that owns the Dino truck. It was really funny. The first time he came to American Cycles, he comes out of the truck and he's like 5'5", bald-headed guy, and he's got to be late 50s. And my dad's standing there, and he gets out and he says, "Freddie," and Ernest, or my dad says, "Ernest," and they have this like long lost friendship of they used to both work for my granddad at the Volkswagen store. It's pretty funny. So then that all made full circle.
That's kind of,
the guy that runs the Dino truck.
Is there anyone you don't know in this area?
I don't know a lot of people. Yeah,
there's a lot. I'm a homebody. Carson,
homebody
for sure.
I'm a homebody.
Every time somebody's like, "Where do you work?" I'm like, "Oh, I work down at." Oh, do you know Carson? And I'm like, yeah.
You know? I'm a homebody. Like, after work, this is my social hour. And then after that, I go straight home. And Joe's nodding because he knows that's what. Gabe was in town. He's like, "Hey, do you want to go to lunch?" And I was like, "Yeah, we'll go to lunch. Just come over, whatever." He was on Sunday seeing his mom. And he texts me Sunday morning. He's like, "Hey, you still want to go to lunch?" I was like, "I'm at the house. You want to come over? Like, we'll hang out there, whatever." I just don't want to. I mean,
it's true. Before I actually start working with you, I had lunch with you one time in the 4 years I bought bikes from you.
Right after the gym. I was already out. That's what I went
to the next door. You were already out. And then.
Follow me home.
Right.
It still went into a business freaking meeting because that's when you offered me a job at Battleship.
Battleship.
You're like, "Come work with me." I was like, "I ain't staying in Fayetteville." And he's like, "Why not?" I was like,
"I'm moving to Montana."
Yeah, I'm moving to Montana.
Yeah, that's exactly what he told me. And then where did he end up? He was going to the center of the country with nothing but flat land. We got him the flat land. But
it's
he
not
just
flat in Montana where I was going.
It's not flat. Well, I don't know where you're going.
It was mountains. It was on the western
side. So then total opposite. Mountainous places. And then he ended up in flat beach.
Right.
With the ocean.
Exactly.
And boats.
Yes.
Just moving
mountains. I actually have a boat idea commercial, okay? And the Lewises were not impressed with it. So.
Oh, no. Which one is
this? Is this an offline conversation?
It's hard to impress them, you know. I don't even impress them, so.
No, but I mean, it was actually, I was like all on board with going in. It was for you, okay, when you actually may show up once in the blue moon.
There we go.
Okay.
I'll be there this weekend.
I'll be there this weekend.
Are you going to be here on the 30th?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Just make sure.
Oh, when he asked you to come, you come.
Well, yeah.
When we asked, he came too.
We have saliva.
That's true.
That's why.
You'll be here.
I knew I was going to catch hell from every other general manager of why do we get this big thing? Okay.
Yeah. I won't go say nothing. We didn't even get a grand opening.
We didn't get a grand opening.
So the reptile rescue's coming, and they're super cool people.
I'm out. I'm not going to be here now.
What? He doesn't like snakes, man.
I don't like snakes either. I don't do snakes.
Then why the hell are you bringing the reptile rescue? Bring a dog rescue.
I was scared that the noise would like make them unnerved.
Oh, okay, but snakes and
nobody cares about snakes.
Piss you off.
Yeah, snakes aren't going to be. I'm not going to be around snakes. But they have like all reptiles. They have all sorts of lizards, tegus. Have a tegu named Tessie.
The heck is a tegu?
Tessie's awesome. Tegus.
What the hell's a tegu?
Tegus are humongous lizards. They remind me of bulldogs. He looks like a
Komodo
bulldog.
Dragon thing.
Nope. Oh, you just have to see them. They're. I mean, they start small. They can get 5 feet long with their tail, but they're just big and plump. And they just chill. Like, they'll sit and watch TV with you. They're like bulldog. Tegu. They're the bulldog of lizards.
How do you spell it?
T-E-G-U, I think.
T-E-G-U.
I think that's correct. But tegus, they're freaking awesome. They have one named Tessie. Tessie is definitely making an appearance. They're awesome. But they do.
How do you know these people if you hate snakes?
And I don't know. It's really weird. We met them at a tattoo convention. And then when we were doing before COVID, we were doing all the conventions. We kind of like traveled to all the different conventions together.
We haven't done shit.
Doing the show. Well, they were at the Wilmington one.
We weren't.
Well, that was at COVID hit. We opened in 19.
That's pre-COVID.
Yeah. But so they were supposed to come to y'all's grand opening. We've had anniversaries.
Yeah, I told you I was going to quit that day because, like, our shop is, like, this big, and
we're working on that as hard as we can to get a new building. I know y'all think I just sit here and sell Harleys, but that ain't the only thing I do.
No, last year it was like, oh, we're working on it, but then we got Pirate Ship, and it was like, okay, Battleship, you're on the back burner.
Your building is sitting on your land. There's permitting issues in Wilmington. Take that up with them. That's not me. I work on it every day.
Who do I need a freaking...
Why did I feel like I brought on here to argue?
The permit crap is ridiculous.
Because you got saliva. I'm not even fighting his battle right now. You got saliva and we're like, you know, hey, what's up, Battleship? Hey, how you guys doing down there? You guys good? Okay, cool. Yeah.
I make sure you're good.
Get
you
some
can
boats.
Voice these opinions on the manager's boats? Meeting. I don't ever hear you say anything.
Because I'm not really, like, I don't even know what I am.
I told him he's not allowed to talk.
Yeah, he's not allowed to talk.
Unless it's like a real issue.
Got the bridle on.
I don't have anything. I'm not parts anymore. I'm pretty much, we discuss, I'm like the Walmart greeter of Battleships.
I don't think of it that way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't
But you
it
greet
way.
Them and then you follow them through the store and then be like, you should get the Tab Performance. You know, like.
I feel like Tab has you on their payroll. Because I use you in my pitch whenever we're talking about street glides or anything. I'm like. It's Tab or nothing.
He sold a Fab 28 on the Chief.
Yeah.
So because
Tab doesn't have a plate for the Chief yet.
Yeah. The Fab 28 they made for your Challenger was custom built just for you.
I feel like they probably would do that for you, though. You push the stuff hard, but that's where we get it from. And we use you as from Tab, no matter if you're putting on an Indian or a Harley, we still use you as our poster child. I feel like you don't have Battleship motorcycles in Wilmington without Happy. Like, that's...
Yeah.
You are the glue. As crazy as that sounds.
As crazy as it is, when I'm down there, some people just walk in and literally go straight to the parts counter, and they don't talk to anyone else.
Jim Knox is there, does a great job.
Oh, yeah, great.
And he'll finish something out. Happy will forget something, and they just like Happy so much, they're like, it's okay, it's just Happy. And I'm like, Knox will hit everything out of the park, like perfect, and they still want to talk
to him. He has one review. One review.
Is it a good one, though?
It's a great review.
There you go.
And it goes, the Pars guy that I don't remember his name.
Poor Knox.
He's Knox on his way up. He's on his way up.
Yeah.
No, he is. I mean, Knox is awesome. He's definitely, that's our next episode. He's actually on our next episode.
Knox is pulling? Okay.
Yeah.
I did miss the season. Like, when I like the season because it gives me something to look forward to. But, like, the break, it did because I listen to y'all whenever I'm riding, you know, because I ride a lot between stores.
You have five of them.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Goodness gracious.
That's a lot of stores.
Are we going to get more now?
I mean, we're opportunists. We're always looking for.
So, might I put my pitch in there? Like, can I get something near the mountains? Like, you know. Like,
how are you going to leave? You can't leave Battleship.
Oh, I can't
you
leave have Battleship.
A,
okay.
A core group of people.
That's true.
And you bought a house there now.
I know. I got, like, so many kids. So
trapped.
Gracious, yeah.
So many kids.
So
Joe loves it. Joe's like, I got you trapped.
Yeah, you're here for the long haul. Happy's going to Happy thought that, hey, I put 20 years in. I'm going to retire. Now we're going to get 20 years out of Happy. He's going to retire twice.
I learned from the best. I learned from Kim. So
how to trap you?
Yeah, how to trap.
I wasn't even going to go there. That's hilarious.
You kind of did. I mean, you kind of like pushed
if
the foster
to this
thing.
One, that's on you.
You trapped me with kids.
He's turning so red.
You trapped me with kids. You totally trapped me with kids. You son of a bitch.
Trapped.
I learned from the best. What can I say?
Where are you going to go now?
I don't even know. I feel like so Chuck. Bamboozled. Yeah. Like, Knox happy me with my bike, and then you trap me like...
He's just figuring
don't look
this
at me.
Out.
It wasn't me.
You know, Knox did happy me with my bike, right?
I think everybody did, though.
Yeah, everyone. But it was really Knox and Kenny. They were like, hey, you should get this bike. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I like my bike. And they're like, no, you should get this bike. And then he, like, built it up, put Photoshop, did this, that. And he was like, look what we can make with it. I was like, that looks pretty cool. He gets cool. Now I'm ordering all the parts for you. And then I was like,
you got happy.
I got happy.
That's a new term.
It is.
I understand.
It is.
You learned the strategy, and then you've gone out and done
it.
It
was exciting, though. Don't you?
I do.
You love it, right?
I do.
Yeah. You wrote it today.
I did. I mean, trying not to get pulled over in the stupid freaking, you know, 1 mile over.
I wonder what they come out with next for the Jack Daniels, whatever it is.
It's going to be a Chief. I bet it's going to be a Chief.
You need a bar hopper.
I know. Because Kenny's actually buying Springfield.
Oh, you're getting rid of it?
Yeah, Kenny's buying Springfield.
So then you need a Chief for the...
So I'll get the Chief as the bar hopper.
It should
look
bad.
It should be less.
Yep, that would look. 2-1.
Mm-hmm. The Fab 28 will be on that one too.
Absolutely, they have that out for
yeah. They do,
don't they? Yeah.
unfortunately, they've actually stopped production because of the freaking the crisis of materials. They can't keep up with the demand, so they've actually had to stop. Halt production.
So, you know what? We can't keep up with them. We're just going to stop altogether.
They have this amazing exhaust, and they've halted production.
We're going to head to the house. When we get some more backlog, we'll come back in and make some more stuff.
I don't understand this. I mean,
if anybody's in tight with them, that's you. You sell the heck out of the stuff.
No, this is fab, not tab.
I gotcha.
There's fab, not tab. What the heck?
So is it a knockoff of tab?
No, totally different brand.
Okay.
Fab is in Arizona. Tab is in, no, fab might
could
be
they be cousins?
No.
No relation?
No relation.
I gotcha. You need
just fabrication.
Like all the South Carolina boat builders are all related somehow. They're uncles, cousins. So I didn't know if it like the that's motorcycle. Well, I didn't know if the motorcycle stuff kind of like Scout's owned by one uncle and the nephew's owned Carolina Composites, which we picked up. True. How am I turning this into a boat thing?
I don't know.
I do it to get on your nerves.
You do. I don't mind. I mean, I don't know. I've seen the light of boats. I've seen what it is. I mean, I've seen that, you know what, when.
Yep.
Boat buyers ride motorcycles.
They do.
They have them in the garage. Yeah. So
I know one that did come in, and I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to put that out there in the world.
He's probably appreciative.
I don't like us so much anymore.
What'd you do?
It wasn't me. What? It was me. You know who I'm talking about.
I don't know. But
I don't know.
Let's put a whole lot of freaking sound into his boat. Let's put it back and forth up to Rudy's, okay?
Oh, what's that? Well, that doesn't count.
That's the only boat motorcycle combo dude I know.
Hobbs. There's more. Hobbs?
Boom. Oh, yeah, Hobbs. I like Hobbs.
Literally, he posted on Instagram he was on his jet ski that he bought from us. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he was on a boat, on his boat that we've done work to for him. And then he was on his motorcycle, and he was at bike night. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? He is like the he bought my Razor.
Yep.
He is the power sports enthusiast. What are you talking about?
He is like your, like, this is what you.
He's a great guy.
So, okay, hold on. Let's go back to this, okay? You start off with victory. Right,
me or you or you, us?
Us. I know what we did. I did. But you, like, you've gone from victory to victory Indian.
No, it was all at the same time.
Well, I mean, it was you were definitely like a victory. Indian was still on the upcoming in 2014.
But we still had them.
Yeah, you still had them. But, I mean, they were definitely
but I wrote upcoming. Victory, you're correct.
Okay.
I still have a victory.
That was your top bill on BAC.
Yeah, the twin turbo bike.
Yeah, the top bill on your sign was victory.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant. I thought you said top build.
Like top bill on your bike on your sign.
Yeah. No, victory. Indian was on top. It was Indian Polaris victory actually.
Yeah, victory was on the bottom.
Victory was on the bottom.
Victory, we're on the bottom.
Whatever. Okay, forget.
Regardless,
victory Indian. Okay, yep. Then you brought Slingshot in, then all the Polaris's and stuff like that. So you went like complete power sport with that one.
Yep.
All right.
That was all one
and then,
score.
Right. And then you went to Motorsports and went into the Metric lineup.
Went in Metric world.
But you grew up in the car world. Your message on your phone still says
it
Baker.
It does still say Baker Chevrolet. Baker
Chevrolet.
It does. Everybody makes fun of me for that. Yeah.
Is this more of a novelty now that you don't want to let go?
I just forget about it. Like, you'll bring it up, and I'm like, I got to change that. Then I'll get in my car, and I'll be like, okay, let me just quiet, right? You can do the... Hey, it's Carson. Leave a message. I'll call you back. Just, you know, generic, and then somebody will call and I'll forget.
I mean, at least that's only one brand, because now you have five different brands. Hey, this is Carson with Baker with
Battleship,
Baker America Cycles, Baker Motorsports, Pirate Ship Power Sports, Battleship Cycles and Marine, and now Bulldog Harley.
You know? Right. You're full circle now.
So, why didn't you go cars, for one?
Mm-mm.
And
I'm out.
Okay. And how's that you are now literally, you have every brand?
It was just opportunity.
Okay.
What comes about, and it fits in our area.
I'm sure there's other dealerships trying to get the store.
I don't know. It worked out.
You just liked. I mean, I know other people are trying to get Pirate Ship.
Sure. Well, it just looks up, and just we look at it and see what makes sense. And
I feel like you got a lot of drive, and you enjoy this, and you just want to keep
expanding. I live and breathe it. Yeah, the car business, it's just not fun anymore. And this is, we have a killer team. I mean, there's always, if you got 100 people, there's always going to be a turd or two.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's fun. I'm having a lot of fun right now. I forgot what being a GM was all about because I run the store right now.
Yep. Plus, the car business don't let you have your tattoos, though. That's not very fun.
Yeah, Joe's tattoos. I don't have tattoos, but, you know, Joe does. That's why Joe said, hey, man, let's get the motorcycle business.
They got saliva coming for the grand opening.
We're still okay. on that.
We have saliva. We're going to be here.
Yeah, y'all are going to be here. Are we going to do a live podcast? I saw that's kind of a thing now.
I mean, we could. We can probably look into it.
We could
do so. Have you seen, like, some of the people are doing, like, live podcasts?
I just feel like it would be hard to listen, or not listen to.
We could totally peel off 30 minutes and do a live one.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And we could probably peel off a couple other cool people. Maybe pull Shane from Camtech. We can pull some motorcycle people
in. I like this.
Can we pull saliva?
Can we pull saliva?
So, I don't know if I'm allowed to, like, say. They're here for, like, 2 days. Because we had to get, like.
Are we allowed to party with them? Hold on. They're going to be here for.
I don't know that they're partiers. I don't know that they're not.
It's. What?
I don't know them. It's not like you book them through an agent. You don't get to, like, have a Q&A.
Can we talk to their agent? Like, how do we, like.
I don't think that that's the thing.
This is totally not. Okay. Anyways, I was promised a Battleship Indian tattoo.
Oh, we got to get Ryan Eternal back up here.
That was 3 years ago. Master.
He's going to California.
He's moving to California. I haven't talked to him in a while.
3 years ago, and you got saliva.
And she's an Ink Master. They both won Ink Master at two different seasons. Absolutely. I've got to call Ryan. Yeah.
I do remember what you were talking about. When he was going to open up Battleship, he was like, oh, yeah, reptile thing, all this. And then
tattoo COVID. Artist.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
It was COVID.
You got to think, this dude's an Ink Master. He's got 3 more years to grow social media. I mean, you can't. We're peons to him now, man. He's blowing up. He's huge.
Whatever. You told me.
I will do my best.
I was promised a tattoo. Just a Battleship Indian tattoo.
I'll tell you what. Whatever we do for our next event here at Bulldog Harley-Davidson, I will have a tattoo artist here, and you can come get your Battleship Cycles and Marine tattoo.
Battleship Indian.
He's like, I got to come to Dag on
it's
Bulldog.
Got to, yeah. But it's got to be the full logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to be the Battleship Indian, like the actual approved Indian one.
It's
got to
be the
wants.
One that pays your bills.
That is the one that pays my bills.
No, Battleship Cycles and Marine pays your bills. It's got to be the full thing.
Why are you putting a Harley Davidson tattoo on me, too? Okay.
You want the Bulldog one? That's a pretty awesome
logo.
It's
actually a pretty good logo.
It is a good logo.
I mean,
I wish I could say I did it. I didn't.
No, that's okay. But full circle now, huh?
Full circle, yeah, man.
Wasn't your first bike a Harley?
My first bike was an 883 Custom. It was. Indian wasn't even a thing.
Yeah. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying. Yeah. But, I mean, you full circle now. It's like.
It's full circle, yeah.
You were 16, right?
I was.
How'd you get it? Tell a story.
Tell a story. Like, you got to pull some of this stuff out. I don't know what you want to hear and don't want
to
hear.
I want to hear how you came full circle. You went from 883 Custom to freaking car business. Hated that.
It's not that I hated it.
Don't worry.
You just wanted something.
Happy's no Barbara Walters, so you're not. He's not going to interview.
He's not
gonna,
all this stuff out. Like,
Joe
I don't know
actually
what he
freaking
to
decides
know.
To talk. I mean, yeah. Jesus. Thanks,
when you were in the car business and you wanted to go to the motorcycle business, what made you want to go to the motorcycle business? What made you strive? What
I think
what
was
the
passion for riding anyway. I already rode a bunch, and that was the. I want to do this for a living.
You enjoyed that group a little more, maybe? Or
yeah, it was more fun. People are happy and. It's gotten to, like, it's not a fun thing to buy a car anymore.
I think it's more family-based in the power sport business. Like, people come and hang out at the motorcycle shop.
Absolutely.
Nobody goes and buys a car and then goes, let me go back down to that place and hang out with
them. Then we go hang out at the Chevy store.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen
as often.
It's I don't want to come back here for another 3 years, and it's not nearly as fun. So this is fun. You have, like, relationships with people, and they come and you hang out. You go ride together, people you've never met.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, and hey, what are you doing Sunday? Because Sunday's our only day off, and it's y'all got Mondays, but Sunday in Fayetteville, Sunday's our only day off. Yeah, we'll cross that in a minute.
No, hold on to that.
We'll bring that out back up.
No, hold on to that.
It is the season. People probably need stuff done down there on Mondays.
No,
but
no. I don't.
What'd you hit?
Kiss that button.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It locked my laptop,
so you can't see anymore.
No, I unlocked it.
So. Nonetheless, that's what it is. It's way better. It's more fun. And then I work all the time. That's what I enjoy doing. It's a game. And I just like, I like building it and seeing people be happy. I like the team to be happy. And
I'm sure hearing those stories about people on motorcycles is a whole lot more interesting than the car. Oh, yeah, I had this car.
We went on vacation, So we went on vacation. It was a happy time.
Yeah. The only car stories that are actually interesting is when it breaks.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with those. I don't want those people.
Oh, no.
Clark Griswold. I mean, you could go with the family vacations like that.
Yeah,
like,
but that's a movie.
Yeah, it's not real. I hate to tell you that.
I don't know.
I'm sure there's some people that are like old Clark.
That's all to me.
Oh, you're like, no, yeah.
I am not like Clark Griswold.
He didn't have two kids.
Yeah.
Happy has like 76.
Yeah. You're like a mix between Clark and the guy that's like, the shitter's full. You're like a mix between that dude.
Oh, Cousin Eddie.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You're like a mix.
I could totally see that.
If I'm a mix, what the hell are you?
Who would he be on that? I don't know. Joe's just not handy. That's the only thing that.
What's the most.
Like, he's not going to do carpentry work.
What's the most whooped dude in a sitcom?
Whooped.
Yeah, whooped. Like, wife runs house, like, just totally just like crack.
Two and a half men, Alan Harper. But he's always broken, acting broke.
No.
Joe's not a cheapskate. I'll give him that. Not like Alan. Have you ever watched Two and a Half Men? Maybe I just watched that too much.
Two and a Half Men's good.
It's funny. Right? It's good background noise.
Joe is like a, like, king of. Like Kevin James and King of Hearts.
I can see that a little bit.
Yeah, his wife was hot, though. I'm in on that. I'll take that.
Are you trying to say yours is not?
I'm just saying that one is hot. Oh. I'm just saying that one.
But, I mean,
what were you trying to refer to,
like, the way she was, like, in the early seasons.
Sorry, I was stirring the pot a little bit.
I was just going at him.
Like, I see that. He just, like, bows down and just, like, takes it all the time because it's like, oh, I love you. It's easier?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so back on to something else, because this is what got the first time.
Joe's heart.
Yep. Joe got in trouble.
Yeah, let's not get this one banned. I didn't want to drive for an hour and a half to get this.
That was a light stir of the pot.
What do you mean banned? I thought it was a communication issue the first time.
It was.
We
communicated that it was banned.
Oh, you guys bamboozled me. Like, oh.
We had him hyped that first time.
That was BS. Just so everyone knows, there was a previous episode with Carson in season one, like episode like 3 or 4 or something.
Somebody
like that.
Banned it. I don't know what happened.
I know, yeah. But like there was some sound issues that we've never had before, except for when Kyle's horrible with
the board. Sometimes. Oh, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There hadn't been a whole lot of like terrible language, has there?
No, not in this one.
Maybe it's halfway. I don't pay attention to Happy anyway.
Yeah, no one does. Happy was right next to the board, and I showed him, hey, here's the button when you're going. It didn't work.
He's that would be responsible. That's
no, because he changed up all the buttons, and it's like.
No, I didn't. No, it's right there every time.
He doesn't hit the damn button.
Bad word. That's what you need to write on there. It's a bad word button.
That's pretty much what it is.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Kyle's a douche.
Here we go.
Kyle's awesome. How's Kyle alone?
No. We're still in the. Kyle is.
In the previous episode, he said that I hadn't visited him in 2 months.
Yeah, you hadn't.
And I was there.
You didn't.
He was settling some life things.
I didn't even see you.
No, I was there. Alone. I was there, though. That's the problem.
I didn't even see you.
Well, I was there.
How can you be there when I didn't see you?
I don't know.
Maybe there's a reason you didn't
see. And you worried that we were going to go love Kyle, hate Kyle. No, I'm being consistent. I still don't like you.
I'm not getting all into that, but I think the whole thing about it was is you were really busy that day, and I was just like, okay, I'm just going to go do my own thing.
Whatever. You, like, so.
Hey, I think you sold a boat that day.
You sold a boat?
I sold a boat last week, actually.
I love it. What'd you sell?
I don't know. 2600 TRS.
You didn't sell it.
No,
I sold a boat.
27.
The guy was ready to pay for it, but we already had a deposit on it, and Happy considers he sold it.
I sold the boat.
But someone else bought it.
Yeah, someone else bought it.
So you didn't sell it. Did you take an order off one? Why didn't you take an order?
Because he was an old dude in Florida, and he was ready to buy that day. Like, he was like, I'm either buying your 2600 TRS or I'm buying
the fact that he knows what a 2600 TRS is. What motor was on the back?
300.
300 what?
It's a Yamaha.
Yeah, gosh.
Where
if, goodness gracious.
We're making waves.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thanks. It has a step-in hole.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Actually, you nailed that perfectly for once. Way to go, Kyle. Way not to suck.
You're still going. I mean, what
center
else
console,
know?
I mean.
Well, it's obvious. What type hole is a Pathfinder?
It's a composite.
No, but like what, you know, you have your deep bottom Vs.
It's a V.
It is a V, but what else is it?
It's got the Carolina wave.
Flare? No, it's not that.
No, what is it?
It's a bay boat.
Oh.
But you, literally, from everything I threw at you on that, I'm super proud.
See? So suck it, Donnie.
I don't know that you're a boat salesperson yet.
I sold a boat.
You took a boat sales calling, and you answered a few of them right. I'm proud.
Yep. Thank
you.
It's sitting right in front of me. It is a, oh, God. Let me read the pamphlet.
Yeah, he wasn't like that at all.
We're talking about Jackson now?
No.
So how's everything in Wilmington?
It's good.
That was a simple answer.
It's good.
It's great. It's really good.
Everything's really good. Bike nights are going amazing.
Everyone's happy. Wow. Yeah, they are freaking amazing.
They're wild, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think we had like 300 bikes at the last one.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
We had so many people that people were turning away. That's wild.
It was crazy. It was.
We could not park enough anybody else.
No. I mean, and what was I going to say? Do you think that it went better because it was Friday night versus Thursday, or do you think it was just going to be that off the chain no matter what?
I mean, we had 800 people interested for the Thursday night. So then once the storm came, I just felt like it was going to be bad if we didn't. I didn't want to. Obviously, we're going to have nobody come on Thursday.
Have we talked about moving them to Friday permanently or no?
I think we're going to ask the Wilmington Riders Group on Facebook to make a post. That's what I think we should do.
Okay.
I love how we just went straight to talking business. Like,
well, the last
it was good.
Well, even then, the last bigger bike night happened on a Friday this time.
Yeah, it was the same thing. You know, there was a storm coming in.
Yeah.
We pushed it to Friday because we didn't want it to. And then we still had huge attendance.
Yeah.
We couldn't do bike games because you and Kevin weren't there.
Yeah, sorry.
So we just let it go.
We couldn't do bike games at ours.
Well, there was no room.
There was no room.
No room.
And someone still got mad at me. Not going to say who, but like that person is in your household.
Oh. Chief? The Bulldog?
Yeah, Chief. The Bulldog.
Is it ironic that it's Bulldog Harley Davidson?
I love it.
Named because of Chief.
Yes.
But then Chief was named after an Indian motorcycle.
Yes.
But it's awesome. It's just full circle.
It is full circle. And I put him to work. He comes up here, and then he'll, you know, occasionally. He'll lay down. He'll guard a couple bikes, or maybe he'll lead you to a bike.
There's he'll fall asleep in front of one.
Super awesome, yeah. He'll do the paperwork. He paws the paws his signature on it.
So hold on, you can have a dog here. Baker America Cycles could have a dog.
Well, we got Milo's here. Milo's here for
okay. Baker Motorsports has a dog.
He looks like a little Toto. I don't know what dog that
Joe,
is.
Joe, I'm feeling very discriminated against here.
Why?
Because I want a freaking dog at the damn store.
Y'all are responsible enough for a dog. And you're on a major highway.
Yep.
I am not responsible at all.
That's exactly what I just said. Is that not what I
mean? I am responsible.
No.
The only person. We can have a dog. Dog's name's Clea.
Yeah, you do have a dog. And it's a blue dog.
Yeah.
So.
You have a bulldog.
Mother Bruce is the only one to have a dog at our store. My dog rode on my motorcycle with me.
Clea.
Once again.
Clea or nothing.
I'm not responsible.
It rode on the motorcycle.
Not responsible.
How is that not responsible? I have a seat that's designed.
Were you on the back?
No, the damn dog was on the back, you moron.
So what did the dog hold on to?
It's in a harness strapped to the motorcycle.
This is getting worse and worse.
You've seen this happen.
I don't remember that. Back to, let's just never do that again.
It's a seat designed for a dog.
Every store has a
dog except for us.
You have Cleo.
I want my dog.
I understand, but we don't get to pick those dogs.
Yeah, Cleo picked us. We don't pick Cleo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I want my dog.
Oh, well, you have your dog at home. I didn't get to pick mine. Callie is a little pit bull. She's at Baker Motorsports. I didn't pick her. She picked me. Every time I come there, she like jumps in my arms. It's pretty funny. So if you're holding stuff, you have to like drop it real quick because here comes Callie and all four paws are up.
Cleo doesn't even recognize me. She just like looks for food then scrounges somewhere else. She can't hear anything. She can't see nothing.
Perfect dog. I love it.
Can't smell anything.
Why are you hating on this dog? Yeah. This is a great dog.
I love the dog, actually. She's really sweet.
So stop talking junk.
But I'm just jealous because I want my dog.
Our dog is Cleo.
Hey, listeners out there, all 10 of you, can you like put together a poll that says let Happy bring his dog? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You can bring your dog, Happy, if you get 100,000 signatures that your dog.
100,000.
Yeah. What's that?
You suck balls.
Well, at least you have a number.
Yeah.
You have a number.
100,000.
So how about 1,000? Let's give me an attainable goal.
You can do it.
Nah, I'm saying 5,000.
5,000.
2,500. What are you, an auctioneer?
I'm trying to. Hey, look, I'm trying to freaking meet you in the middle here.
It's 5,000. He went from 100,000 to 5,000.
I know. That's a big jump.
5,000. Okay.
5,000 people.
I need a petition out there, folks. 5,000 signatures that says I can bring my dog to work.
He literally just asked, like, somebody else do all the work so I can bring my dog.
I am using my voice.
Your radio voice?
Yeah.
Hey, folks. Mm-hmm. It's happy here.
The look he was looking at me when he said that kind of
I'm just worried you'll leave your dogs in the car again when you go out. And then
was
you get
one,
a
it was
cool. Then you get a ticket.
I hate you so much.
He didn't really do that. So you want to tell that? You got to tell the story now. Otherwise, people are going to think, animal rights people, including myself, are going to think like something bad about Happy.
Yeah, oh, so no. Once I'm happy, put his dogs in the car.
It was. Like good weather. It was like 40 degrees. It was 40 degrees. Okay. It was
good weather.
It was 40.
I don't know if 40 degrees is good weather.
You're not helping your case here.
All right. Anyway,
45.
He went up the road real fast. It wasn't like he was gone for a lot of amount of time. We were still at the store, so the dogs were being monitored at some point. But I thought it'd be funny to put a ticket that he got in trouble for leaving the dogs unattended in the car. And he was sweating bullets because he's pretty sure that
we let it go on because I was there that day. Yeah. It went on all day.
Yeah. It did go on all day. And
did it go
this
more,
is
when, more than one day or just
no,
just
it went day. That day because then this is I didn't know about Joe's like ability to make paperwork
look funny.
Okay, and I didn't know that it was like oh well this is amazing, I don't know look legit. And then all of a sudden he calls me in the end of the day and he goes, Happy, I just got to tell you something. I made that ticket. I was like, what? And he goes, there was no cop. Like, I made the ticket. I was about to call the cop. I was about to call the freaking sheriff's department.
Try to figure it out. Like,
and
hey,
find out
really
who the cop was. I'm like, what? Like, who are you? Like, why did you, like, you ticket me? And then he goes, I'm the one that did it. And, of course, I went to Happy Mode. And I just tackled him into a bunch of parts or something. I don't know what was on. But basically, it was just like, yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
It was good. I miss playing jokes like that.
That's a memory, though, now.
It was a good one, right?
Yeah. Now you have, responsibilities of being a Harley GM.
It is, but it's fun, though. It reminds me of,
He still goes down there. He makes sure that y'all aren't, going crazy.
Yeah. Keep control.
No. That's okay.
I do.
So because
now Joe's even gone half the time. Like, he's over at the pirate ship now. And so it's like, now, me and Shelton.
Shelton's your boss.
I hate you so much.
As long as you know the pecking order when Joe's not there.
Yeah. His responsibility level's a little just...
It is a little bit higher. You have to remember
he's
that.
He's, 22 years old, trapped in, a 50-year-old man, mindset.
And you got to compete
if y'all were in the
that.
Military, he would outrank you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to punch you. Oh, my God. That is just... this is why...
But would he know it?
Yeah. He'd be like
no.
A captain.
He would.
Like a captain
you know what? No. He at 22 would. Years old, he'd be like... Maybe he'd just be a butter bar, okay? And I don't even respect butter bars. They were not
respect
human.
Him or not.
And I did
he would outrank
to,
you.
Nope, I didn't.
Just be glad that he's not saying, get down and give me 20.
Yeah,
that might be his new thing.
I might make him every time.
Yeah, go ahead. See what happens. You guys want to go back? I'll go back in the military. That's cool. I'll give him the exact same respect I give a lieutenant.
You got to follow it, but I'll tell you what's going to happen. Happy's chest is going to get big from all them push-ups.
You know what's going to happen?
Happy, don't get court-martialed, man. Don't do that.
Surprisingly enough, that didn't happen. I didn't even come close. 20 years. Well, maybe close a couple times, but it didn't actually ever happen. But anyways.
They're still working. It's like 7 something.
It's
7:14.
Really
busy.
Still
I was here. Excited to see Mondrick here.
Yeah, I know y'all miss Mondrick.
All the bike noise.
That bike sounded good.
It did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he turned it off when he came in.
He knows.
Yeah.
He's on it. Mondrick's the man. Yeah, so Mondrick came from Battleship. He came from y'all.
Yes. He was
close to his hometown.
Yep.
So he said, I think I'm going to go down here and work.
I was surprised. He told me that he was traveling all the way from wherever, around Fayetteville. It was north of Fayetteville. And he was traveling every single day to Wilmington.
It was horrible.
I'm like, how?
He was getting ready to come down here.
Yeah.
So he hadn't moved.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So once we got this thing opened up, he was... good to go.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he was ecstatic.
Oh, yeah. He's pumped. He loves being here.
Wonder kills it.
Yep. He thanked me when I came in. He was pumped to be here.
Well, that's good. So weird. Strip mall. Everyone kept hearing saying Smithfield strip mall is such a weird location.
It's not a strip mall.
Yeah,
it's an outlet.
It's an outlet.
Oh, whatever. Strip mall, outlet mall. Let's see.
It's an outlet. There's 90 some stores here.
Is that like a high class strip mall?
You have to be the least politically correct person I've ever met in my life.
What are you talking about?
I don't think you're allowed to even call them strip malls anymore.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Are they exotic dancer malls?
That might be more politically correct. No, I think it's an outlet because it's like a ton of, I don't know, there's like 90 some stores here, man.
Oh, okay, well, this is the high class.
So, yeah, it is. We're going to get on another subject because he started. So I do have...
At least there's a lot of parking.
And this is not a motorcycle question, but I have to ask, since y'all are podcasters, do you have a favorite podcast minus the one that y'all do?
Yeah.
I know. We talked about this a long time ago. His is Unsolved Mysteries.
I do, but I got a new one. It's No Jumper. That's what I'm on now.
No Jumper?
No Jumper.
What is it about?
What is that?
Can't say on the air, but it's pretty cool.
No Jumper. I'll look into it.
Yeah, you'll like it a lot.
Yeah, he was excited. Okay, I'll
that's a great one. No Jumper. Okay, can't.
Kyle, right. Do you have a favorite?
I just listen to like random stuff that it gives me, and every now and then it gives me like a good one. But most of the time, it's just like random stuff. Or the first one I started to listen to was the Joe Rogan Experience. And that's just because it's like the biggest one. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'll just listen to this. Mm-hmm. But after a couple 3-hour episodes, I was like, it's time.
Yeah, he gets a little winded.
Yeah. I mean, they're
3-hour episodes? Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I think the only reason I watched the first one is because they had somebody on there that I knew and that I wanted to listen to. So I listened to the whole thing. And after that, I was like, oh, I'll listen to another one. And then it just kind of got carried away. So every now and then I'll listen to them. But most of the time, it's just random stuff.
Where am I? So
what do you like?
I'm looking up.
I thought yours was murder mysteries and stuff.
I like the murder mystery one that Kate told us about.
Now, I tried the
small town murders.
Okay. And I tried to listen to like a crime one, and I got like one episode in, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm bored.
One was really cool. It's about the...
Oh, I was going to ask you. You have
Skyjacker, American Skyjacker. It was talking about like all the different skyjackers that happened across the... In the 70s, it was pretty cool, and how like some of them got away with it, and like, you know.
So what do they do with the plane? Like if they get away with it,
it was like the DB. It was talking about like DB Cooper and.
Did he really get away with it though? He didn't.
Everyone thinks he did.
No, he died.
I don't know,
Kyle. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say you have 5 stores, right?
Right.
So. Do you go? Is your plan in the end once everything gets set up here and everywhere? Is your plan to just go to like one store a week or?
That's what I've always done.
Okay.
So then, yeah, once things all settle down, where you know the plane has leveled off, we've got a full staff here. The staff that's here is great. There's a great team here. We just need to add a few more people to it. But then I go to each store one day a week.
Okay.
So then I'm at every store every week.
Do you work 5 or 6 days a week? Or
yeah, I work 7 days a week.
7 days a week, okay.
Sometimes I sleep in Sunday. On Sundays, but I still get some work done.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't know if you worked on Sundays because I knew on Sundays you know kind of took most of the day off.
I'm at the house, yeah.
Yeah, still working.
Or if I have to, like, well, the warehouse here at the Harley store needed a lot of cleaning, so I'd come up here on Sundays and...
Or which one was worse, Pirate Ship?
Well, this just has so much more square footage.
Okay.
But this was by far worse from, like, I think we're on, like, number 17 or 18 construction dumpster of stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So it was a lot of stuff. They didn't throw anything away. They're great people. They just didn't throw anything away.
Okay. I'm going to go with this.
There was, like, some old cardboard stand-ups and...
I'd be happy. Happy keeps everything.
Yeah.
I got to make them throw stuff away.
I had to, like... There's stuff. And, I mean, the more room you have, the more stuff you acquire because you're like, sure. Oh, I have room to store that. And then
I might need it.
Yeah. So
I'm going to go with Pirate Ship when we move out of there, merge the stores. Okay. It's going to be worse than this place.
No, it's not because we threw some stuff. Baker Motorsports was bad when it was before that. It was, I think it was Meridian for like 25 years or something.
Yeah.
And they were the same way. They didn't throw a lot of stuff away. So just once it's, like an old catalog is an old catalog. That's the reason they come out with a new catalog. So, but if you just take the old catalog and put it in your warehouse, it just collects dust.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now everything's electronic, so you don't need those catalogs. But yeah, there's a lot of.
I'm sure there's one listener going, "Oh, I would have loved that poster."
Oh, absolutely. You know? Yeah, and people, and if we just could find that person, I would love for them to have it. But
that's a whole different process.
Putting that on. How would you find them?
Exactly.
They have an open house and say anything you can grab is $1.
Yeah.
unfortunately, it's all in the Johnston County landfill now. So,
well, that's where to find it.
That's where you can find it. There's probably some jewels in there, but we had to let it go.
Yeah, let it go. Like we Frozen, did. Huh?
Let it go. Yeah, oh, like no. Frozen, exactly.
Oh, no, no.
All right, so what's your favorite new bike of the 2022 Harley lineup?
God, favorite bike.
What's the one you're most excited about seeing? I mean, your life is going to be Harley for at least the next year, right?
It is. I mean, you know, any of the ST models, I think that's pretty much what, like the Road Glide, the Joe's back's hurting.
His butt.
Oh, okay. I didn't need to know that.
Last episode, his butt was hurting as well.
At least doesn't have a hole right there, so we're okay.
I will get some, I'll get some better chairs next time. But
just kidding.
Road Glide, Street Glide ST model, it's super awesome. It's a CVO minus all the frills. You don't need speaker lids. You get the 117 motor.
About time. I mean, they put that in something else.
Absolutely. I mean, it had to be Elite for something, right? That was the 117. That was the CVO. But the ST, it's made for getting on it.
So what do you think about the new CVO lineup?
I like the CVO lineup. I wish the Indian would take after that. I know that we have the Elite, but I wish they would come out with, get in a little deeper with the performance stuff. But I mean,
because the Challenge is not performance enough for you?
It is. It absolutely is. But give us some options. Give us some stuff to add on to it. Give us a full line of performance parts and give it a separate name. I mean, I'm not trying to say copy Screaming Eagle, but give us a performance line. They have a few performance parts.
But Harley people really don't stick with Screaming Eagle past the warranty spot.
I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but we do a lot of cams. We do aftermarket cams. We do Screaming Eagle
cams. I like the Indian performance cams. The Sage 2 cams are awesome.
I like what they have, absolutely. But, you know, and
I guess they don't really market it. They really don't market it, though.
They don't, but I was talking with Lloyd, and he's probably going to get mad I bring his name up, but, you know, why don't they link up with him, and this is way above my pay grade, link up with him. They can come out with something that works for both of them, and then the same, I don't know who makes his stuff, that's none of my business, but...
Hopefully someone will get parts from him easier.
Well, but regardless, so we can get his stuff, right? You get his stuff easier, you can get Indian stuff, so can they come out with a line? Can they give him a different... name, I hate to say that, give him, or maybe they use his name, but come up, bring us something to the table.
I'm in.
Yeah, I wish they would do that, and I don't, but I'm not on that.
Maybe you should be on that level.
Maybe that's the next step.
I think performance baggers are the next thing. I think that's the big thing.
I love performance baggers. I mean, the Challenger was a performance bagger. I mean,
absolutely. It's a rocket ship out the gate. Then you do,
hell yeah,
you do their flash, and we do their flashes at both our stores.
I just need to get rid of the freaking, what's it called, that stupid speed limiter.
Yeah, I mean, that'll come with time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Do we have the PR software?
To tell me what I can and can't, what I should and should not say, what?
No, totally rocket performance. We love doing performance stuff down there.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the speed limiter. I mean, I get it. I know why they have it.
Yeah. Because, you know, North Carolina is a bunch of dicks and they like to give tickets.
What?
I'm joking.
What about California?
I'm joking. I know why they have
it. They channelize everything.
I know. But at least they have lane splitting, which is legal.
Okay. I can't help you with that.
All right. Anyways, point being, though, is that, yes. Do we actually have the Challenger software at BAC now?
We do.
Okay, I have to get that back down here. I have to get it down to...
No, we can flash it regardless at the store.
I'd never go Fayetteville.
But we have drivers back and forth. They pull the thing... Send it with the driver. The next day, a driver will come back with it. It'll be flashed.
That's my primary music transportation. I can't lose it for a day.
Don't.
Yeah, I don't think that's even. We can't go that left. Left curveball on this thing.
But think of how much time you'll save on the highway. You know, whatever speed.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyways, point being though is it. I don't know. Is there anything else? What's next? What's your next venture? You're just going to sit on this one for a year and then. Next year, we'll do a recap of where your next...
Oh, I don't get to come back for a year. I'm on, like, probation.
No. You come back whenever you want. You own the damn thing.
Nah, it's whenever you invite me. It's not really...
I've been trying... It's not... Inviting you is not the hard part. It's linking up with you.
I'm always around.
I think you're really busy.
I'm always around. Well, y'all didn't have to come here, but...
We've been trying to link up with you since November. October,
November. Well, you did the season ender.
We've been trying to link up with you, like... you kept going like this and like that, and we over here it was like, and then I have to chase Kyle, who ghosted me for like 3 months. Okay, so
Kyle's on one of those like hiatuses where you like go and
a mental cleanse.
Yeah, mental cleanse. Like you go to Colorado and sit on a mountain and.
Are you in mental cleanse or are you in a physical cleanse right now?
He looks good.
I'm fine.
Oh yeah,
Kyle looks pumped.
Are you cleansing?
I feel like
at
I haven't
all?
Seen him in a while.
I'm fine. I don't even know what you, y'all. I'm good.
No, yeah, dude, good?
I think that's the I'm purpose good. Of having the all end right. of a season. You hit the reset button because Kyle puts in a ton of work. This podcast
right.
is like
everywhere but with us.
Amateur stuff for him. There we go. Have you seen all the work he does? He
no, I haven't. That's why.
Content. He sits at home. He has to sit at home.
So I will
and
say,
content.
Talking about stuff that's been going on with me, I did want to tell you guys. I haven't told you guys yet on purpose. So
are you waiting for
you coming to work with us full time?
No,
stop. I've been trying. Can we negotiate that now?
Maybe in the future, but not right now.
We're getting the first tattoo.
No.
Let's get back to him coming back full-time.
Full-time working.
He already works 40 hours a week on this stuff.
Pretty much this is going to be, I pretty much already told you this. If I end up like getting hurt or I'm like, hey, I just don't want to do it anymore, because I work with my dad, obviously, for everybody that doesn't know. If like that stops for whatever reason, like I'm going to have
okay,
a
cool.
person.
So what's
you're going to have a what?
What's the big freaking?
So what I was going to tell you is a thing that happened to me is all I was going to tell you. So you know how we
you lost your virginity?
Oh,
goodness
up.
Gracious! Let him tell the story, Joe. I thought your job was to control Happy,
bruh.
Okay, so
I do it so much at the store that I just don't have a lot of energy.
You want some
left.
Time off?
I just wanted to share with you that I almost burned down my freaking house, shed, whatever. So
hold
I,
on, you almost burned down your house?
Yes, that's
shed?
What I was trying to tell you. So I was outside burning and burned all.
Because you're allowed
to
burn in Fayetteville.
Technically, I am not in city limits. I'm in.
We're
the county.
In the county.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's literally city limits is like barely across the street.
But okay. There is a fire department right close to both.
Correct.
Of us.
Yep, thank
so we're
God.
Good.
Do you live near
did
Carson?
They come? We live like
yeah. He,
a mile
he lives.
Apart.
He lives like a mile and a half.
I've been to your house one time.
So
nobody likes me.
Basically, I burned all the stuff that I had. I was like, okay, cool. Literally, it was just ashes and just,
did you
could see
it
the
out?
Heat up. Okay, I'm not done. So the then story. I stood there for 20 minutes with my buddy talking and just, you know, having conversation. And, you know, we weren't really necessarily looking straight at the fire, but it was right there. And it had been 20 minutes. I was like, okay. So literally, he's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I can't remember what happened, but we went inside. Literally 5 or 10 minutes later, I get a call on my phone. I'm like, what? And it's my next door neighbor. And she's like, your yard's on fire. I'm like, what? And there was a log that was on top that I could not fit physically in the actual fireplace that I have, so it's sticking out. Well, the ashes were just there, and I didn't hose it down, so yeah, go ahead. That was my fault. But the log broke
off.
Why
wouldn't you hose it down?
It had been like 30 minutes after it had
been. Do you have a thing with firemen also and hosing it down like Joe?
Gosh,
oh, no. I told you, get control. Wow. So let's back up to the main thing of this. You're telling me like a 6-foot ladder, not like a 12-foot, not like a, you know, 16-foot without it. But you're telling me if I come kick like a 6-foot ladder,
you can't
you
kick
fall
it
off of it. I can.
What are you talking about now?
So if you're
we're breaking
me,
you.
Yeah, if we just break you just a little bit, that you'll come.
What kind of breaking do we have to talk about? We can't break your hands because we need you to actually like, you know, take
are
pictures.
You're still on that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like that. I didn't get anything out of the fire story, but I got that you'll come on full time if you just get a smidge hurt.
Did you call the fireman?
Like, we'll have the EMS.
My buddy called 911. Pretty much, what I was going to tell you is I burned down my neighbor's fence behind me.
That's going to cost
I burned,
you.
No, I already fixed it. It did cost me. All that's fixed, and it burned all my straw. It started burning on my shed.
Started burning your shed, too?
Yeah.
Is that where your grandma is?
No, that's where my grandpa's bike was, though, which is, has a lot of sentimental value.
Well, obviously, it's your grandpa's bike.
You're yeah.
Did you not get your own water hose to, like...
Oh, I had the water hose out. I couldn't reach. The water hose wouldn't reach any farther.
You hear that a lot,
went,
don't you, with your hose? One.
Oh, here we go.
Did you run with it?
That was good. I like that.
I would probably do
that. I went out there and hosed it out as fast as I
could.
It was
like Little Rascals?
I was literally in complete smoke. You couldn't even see me. I came out of the smoke. I'm like... What
so this
is the
was
fire?
Like,
but,
like legit.
Oh
what's
yeah,
what's the number 9-1-1?
It burned down the whole entire fence. Like I was like,
the fire, but the fireman came.
Yeah, fireman came. Like,
would quick. You call a fireman, Joe?
What would you do? I feel like you wouldn't.
You're just gonna let the motherfucker burn.
Someone else gonna have to call him.
You're not calling
them.
What in the world happened with firemen in you? Did you not get saved? Oh, my God. You burned your whole damn yard.
So, I told you.
So you look, have to that put that up on this podcast thing, like when you advertise for this then, is the new one.
Where is it?
What did
it
you
this
do? Way?
And then there's where it burned the other way in front of my shed. But on the back of my shed, there was siding, and it just started going melting up the siding. I hosed it down. I said, oh, it's good. I went on the inside, and I saw fire. I was like, oh, crap. And then I went what inside the shed and started. Dude, it was terrible.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to tell this story or not, but this is weird. You know, I have like, a brother-in-law because I'm married now. So on a way larger scale, and he does farming and some other stuff. So they were burning, like, 30 acres, if that's what you do, to kill all the weeds and stuff. And he's not a big messer-upper. Like, that he doesn't.
He's not happy.
No, he's not a happy. Okay. Like, it's not typical to be like, hey, get one of those calls from, like, on Hangover, hey, we really frigged up. It wasn't not one of those, but the wind shifted. And he burned his 30 acres, but I think he burned another 60 acres of his neighbors. Oh, and they had to call in one of those airplanes that come in and dump, the chemicals on there to, like, put the fire out.
The fire retardant shit?
I think he said there was, like, 30-some firefighters or all the wildlife, whatever it is, and not wildlife, but forestry.
Yeah.
And one of a helicopter or airplane, some wow. sort of air to put out 60 acres of his neighbor. He was freaking out.
How much that bill cost him?
I don't know, but I don't know that. I don't know, but if I did know, I'd probably be like, hey, probably don't want to say that out in podcast land because I'd feel bad. Luckily, I mean, I didn't say his name, so nobody knows who it is. But luckily, that was only, you know, an eighth of an acre. He burned up 60 acres of somebody else's stuff.
I found out quick. Like, you hose down some straw, you're like, okay, it's good, and the fire will go out. Literally, it just sits up under the surface.
Like those candles that blow themselves, or you can't blow them out?
I get. Like, you literally had to drench the pine straw to get it to stop. And I was like, oh, my God. It was pretty bad. But,
you're going to be a monkey, be a gorilla, Kyle.
Neighbor's fence is fixed, you know. Hey.
I mean, if you ain't do it big.
Hey. It was lit.
Literally.
Kyle's fence was on fire.
I have made stupid, what was it?
Memes, reels.
No, it just
life choices.
Yeah, true. But talking about, like, songs and stuff, making jokes about the songs on the job site, and, like, turning it into my yard on fire. My yard is on fire. That was a big song.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. But yeah.
Congratulations, Kyle.
Thank you.
I'm actually.
I thought it would be a hot topic.
Wow. We are so punny.
I think we just lost a couple listeners.
That's the
where's the
right.
Yep. Oh wow. Well, Kyle, actually that kind of redeems you a little bit, you know.
Hey. It sucks.
Anyways. Yeah. You got anything else there, Carson?
I was here for y'all.
Joe, do you have anything?
Nope, it was fun.
How's your butt doing?
It's better now standing up.
I mean, Joe's just been like so talkative.
30, 45 minutes is about what I got sitting down.
Really?
On a flat.
It's, I was about to say, actually, you sit way longer than that, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I was sitting right beside you.
I know.
Y'all go into, like, dual bathrooms? Is that what y'all do?
That has happened.
Oh, my God. We've been pooping buddies before.
Go in dual bathrooms?
Dueling bathrooms?
What?
Yeah, like battle shits. Poopy.
Okay, so you're saying, like, one of y'all's taking a dump or whatever, and then one of y'all's like, okay, I'm going to pee. Just spread. Okay.
No.
What are you talking about?
Side-by-side bathrooms. I'll knock on. Jesus. Okay. What kind of freaky shit are you into, bro?
That's what I was saying. I didn't know what was going on, dude.
What did Klinger do to you?
Have you crossed streams before or something?
Not with him.
Oh, really?
No.
Not with him.
With your, what is it? Heterosexual?
My heterosexual life partner, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Me and him were pooping buddies, but no. Anyways.
Too far.
No, never too far with happy.
All right.
So, I think this concludes another wonderful episode of One Down, Five Up.
Call it wonderful.
It is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
I mean, we are in the mecca of, like, is Kool-Aid good?
It's not even Kool-Aid, man.
Is the Kool-Aid good?
I'm going to tell you that they are Harley in the honeymoon period is great to their new dealers. How this goes after 90 days, I don't know. But they're getting us product. They're answering our questions.
I want product.
They're making sure that, you know, we understand everything. They got us a demo truck with, you know, 3 weeks before an event. That's great for everybody.
We don't have a parking lot for a demo truck.
We're going to.
Yeah, that's what I hear, the mythical unicorn.
It's not really that mythical. It's like, it's legit. It's there.
You need some patience.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said build the Great Wall battleship first.
That was ridiculous. That's for another time.
Yeah.
But we gotta, we have to come back and talk about that.
That's a nice fence, though.
It is.
It's nice.
For, and he would know if it's well constructed. And
do you think you set that one on fire?
Yeah.
It's dry wood, too, so. Goodness gracious. Kyle, don't give Kyle any matches.
Oh, my God.
Nah, that's cool. He can burn. You know, that was a burn.
He is horrible. He's fun.
No, I'm not. I'm not going there. But
dude, am I allowed to come back now? Since we
you're always allowed to come back.
I didn't know
you fund us. You pay our bills. So
I got you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll come.
You actually put up with me. I mean, well, you actually forced him to put up with me.
Yeah, that's what Joe gets paid for.
Yeah.
Like I think of all
it's
your
like hazardous duty pay.
What do they call the guy the ringleader? Mm-hmm. Joe is your ringleader.
No, I want to say that you know what. Of all of your problem children this past year, like since 2022 started.
He only
started,
has three. They're all pretty good.
No. Because you're only going our store. You forgot the addition of Pirate Ship now.
I meant the three. I thought you were talking about his real children. Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was talking about your problem children of, like, dealerships. I think I'm actually one of your least concerns now.
Really?
Well.
I don't see that.
I mean, yes and no.
Can't you just humor me at all?
Yes, you're the best I've ever had. Yes, you're the best guy. Yes.
Thanks for listening to One Down Five Up, folks. Go ahead and end this damn thing so Joe can freaking, you know, take the whatever out of his mouth.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right.
All right, bye, guys. Thanks, Carson.
Absolutely. Thanks.